The main opposition party, through the leadership, had called for a peaceful protest because they had certain issues with the handling of the elections by the Electoral Commission Sierra Leone. The opposition still does not have the actual voters register. They also are not satisfied with an application that the Electoral Commission wants to use to transmit elections results, an app that has not been tested, an app that has not been used before, and an app that was not piloted for the opposition to be comfortable with. And then also, as I speak, I'll say almost the entire Southeast is being calling off from the opposition as far as elections participation are concerned. And that is because our party office in Bull, for example, has been burned. Several of our membership, our polling agents have been beaten and kicked out of their homes in the southern and eastern part of the country. And so it is not safe for them at the moment. So they call for a peaceful protest today.
Who is responsible for this violence? The government says it's your party that is instigating the violence. Who do you think is responsible?
I mean, it could not be our party. It has been supporters of the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party and also some sectors of the security forces. They have been supporting the ruling party to perpetrate violence against members of the APC. And in fact, they don't just stop at that. They also go into homes of the APC members. They arrest them and then they hand them over to the police and they are locked up. It is the police that is supposed to be arresting people, but civilians are arresting people and handing them to the police on frivolous charges, and then the police will just lock them up. As I speak, we have a good number of members and supporters of the APC that are locked up in cells in Bow, Pujaon, Kailaon, and Kenema. And we have homes of belonging to members of the APC being burned in those areas. We have videos and photo evidences that will clearly show those that have been attacked. So how can they say it is the APC that is perpetrating violence?
Let me ask you, because there are a few days to go before the election. There are those who say your party is not capitalizing on some economic problems in the country. Instead, you are talking about voter registration or voter list. They are wondering, why did you not do this before 4 days to go before the election?
We have campaigned extensively across this country with compelling messages hinging on the economy, creating employment, and also investing in our people, education, health. We have all these compelling messages, and we know we have the numbers to win these elections. And that is why it is a strategy of the ruling party to ensure that the increased violence on our people in the southern and eastern parts of the country so that they are prevented from voting. All we are asking for is a level playing field, that is one, and for the Electoral Commission to ensure that they conduct the elections in a manner that is transparent, that is free, fair, and credible.
So you are certain that the APC will be in the election on Saturday?
Well, we have put forward certain demands. We are still in talks with the ECSL, Electoral Commission Sierra Leone, and the security forces. Hopefully, we'll have all of our affairs sorted out, and then we'll participate in these elections. We want to participate because we know we will win these elections once they are conducted on a free, fair, credible manner, and one that is internationally accepted as far as democratic norms and principles are concerned.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome always. Thank you.